Right now, though, it is time to bring in Thorin Christendotter. It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. You can find Main Street Magazine for free pickup throughout our tri-state region. You can also find their companion website, which is mainstreetmag.com. But, the magazine is the thing. I have a copy that sits around the house all month long. It's just the thing. The website is nice. It's convenient. Go to it, pop back and forth. But and another thing about the magazine is you don't get newsprint on your fingers. They do a real nice job. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I was just saying how nice it is to thumb through the magazine and you don't get newsprint on your fingers.
That's one of the things my grandma used to say all the time when we first started publishing and we'd send copies to her in Iceland. She's like, you know, this is a really, you know, important thing to know.
it's nice. You don't unless you read a lot of newspapers, you don't really notice it. But if you read a lot of newspapers, you notice it. You look down at your hand and you say, geez, I wasn't out in the dirt. But anyways, it is the new month has hit. And this is what? Arts, right? We're dealing with arts this month?
Art and design, yep.
All right. Arts and design. MainStreetMag.com on the web. All right. First story we'll go to is the first story that I managed to thumb to. And that is Alden Trevor McWilliams.
That is our artist profile of the month, Anna Martucci. Actually, my sister-in-law wrote this, and she kind of grew up with him down in Millbrook. And coincidentally, both of them ended up in Oregon at some point in their life. But Alden is back in the area and enjoying making art here again and reconnecting with the old friends and family, as well as the nature and scenery in his paintings, which were quite impressive.
All right. We have one thing we have around here. Is a lot of art.
Yeah.
We really do. And we have famous artists, non-famous artists, but a lot of art shows. So this is a packed issue. But now I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
The next story we're gonna talk about is more mystery houses. Mm-hmm. But on one of the pictures, one of the pictures is the shopping center in Millerton.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go into this, because I have not read this story. I have not read this story yet.
So Christine, I think it was 2019, had done a Mystery Houses article. So this is kind of her follow-up. And the third page is of this article. She revisits, if you will, four houses that she looked into then, and it's where they are now. So the first two pages, starting with the shopping plaza in Millerton, are some of the what she likes to call mystery houses now, that, and I think it's what, nine of them that she, mm-hmm. yes, eight, nine of them that she looked into and was, you know, kind of just sharing a little paragraph or, you know, two about what the property is and where it is, what's happening, what might be happening. And so she gives a little blurb about, you know, the status of the shopping plaza, and then no one really knows what will happen, but, you know, we're all hopeful that something will happen.
Well, what's interesting now that I'm looking at the story online is that you've got a great picture of, it's actually a museum, the mobile gas station, which has been transferred back into, what I would have seen when I was riding with my parents in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob Cooper of Associated Lightning owns that, and he's been bringing it back to life in the last few years. When Christine first did the article, you can see the picture below, which is not huge, but you can still see that he had a big fence up, and it was a big to-do. Everyone was like, what's going on there? But since then, Rob has, you know, painted it and fixed it all up, put nice garage doors on it, glass doors that you can see some gas pumps in through, and the big Pegasus is up, and recently they paved everything, and he's been doing landscaping, and it actually looks really, really nice. It's you know, everything in that corner of town is, you know, the Cumberland's there. They fixed up a few years ago. CVS and Elizabeth's Jewelry is nice. And now Rob has really, you know, made this pop. And it's exciting. And he's working on putting the gas pumps outside. And he's going to make this kind of a museum of memorabilia.
I just think it's a great idea. And it really is, to me, a community service. Because yes. It just improves the look as you're entering into Millerton from the Connecticut side. And if you get a new shopping center in there as well, that whole look of that entrance into Millerton, it will change. But this is it's such a nice, pleasant surprise to see that. And I think it even has to pique the minds of people that weren't around in the 50s to know that every gas station, like in New Jersey, every gas station had people that came out to your car, washed your windshield, filled your gas for you, checked your oil, and you got green stamps.
Yeah, this has certainly risen a lot of eyebrows, and people are talking about it and wonder what's going to happen there. You know, are they actually putting a gas station in? What's happening? So it's very exciting. And as you said, if the other Mystery House, the shopping plaza, if something will hopefully eventually go in there, that whole strip of Millerton will be changed. And it's been kind of one property at a time. But, you know, that area around Rob, all the properties there look fantastic. And Stone Scazzo has the little houses on the stretch of grass there next to it, which are always looking nice. And our new office, the old KeyBank building, we've been renovating that. And so, you know, it's one property at a time. And we're hopefully, you know, sooner than later, that biggest property, the grocery store, will happen there.
Yeah, but, you know, it's so great to Rob, because we're so lucky he has that interest in that collection. Yes. And he's also got the interest in the community, because this is not going to be a huge money-making thing for him at all. Not at all. It just shows his interest and his support of the community.
It definitely does. And Rob and Tammy, his wife, are incredible with what they do for the community. So this is taking it a step further, and it's awesome.
And I love the pictures he posts when he's working in New York City on the top of these buildings. It makes me want to throw up. I get so scared.
Yeah, I don't like to see the height ones, but you know, when he's on the road and stuff, it's always fun to see where he's off to.
All right. Then the story, Teamwork. Well, it'll be our last visit for this time, Teamwork in this issue.
That is our entrepreneur feature of the month, and we thought it fitting to have, you know, obviously with the theme of art and design, some sort of design-related business, and this is EJ Home, which they are a design-build type of company, where they have Justina Paxai is one of the owners, and she is also a realtor, and her two partners, they each have, you know, everyone has their specialty that they do, but they work great as a team. And what they do is they have found numerous properties in the area that they have bought and then renovated and then sold. And so if you look at some of the houses, then, you know, the projects that they've been working on, they're beautiful. And so I was able to talk to them a little bit about how this business started and their backgrounds and, you know, what they're doing, and then look into the future.
You know, what's interesting and what's great about the entrepreneurship about this is, yes, purchasing properties and what they call flipping them, putting improvements into them and then selling them is a great thing. And everybody thinks it's so easy. It's not so easy. And also, like now, when you have a housing market where interest rates are going up, it's a little risky. So I think it's an entrepreneurial spirit, and I have seen some of the houses that they've done, and they're absolutely amazing. And people sometimes say foolish things like, "Well, they got that house for this, and they're getting this for it." Yeah, it's because not only did they invest their time, but they invested their money to make that house like that, and they use their own imagination. That's what makes it so great, and it's pretty cool story, because I do watch a lot of flipping shows on houses on TV, and the way they flip a house is totally different than what you folks see on TV. That's all I'll say. But it's a great story, one of many stories. Well, that's our first introduction to this issue, and we've got a lot more to go on, and. I guess we'll speak to you 1 week from today, when hopefully it won't be as cold.
Here's hoping, but hey, it is November.
It is. It had to come sooner or later.
Yeah, and we were really spoiled with that 70 degrees for that almost 2 weeks.
So. Oh my gosh, yes, you're so right about that.
As I told my son, I was like, it is November. It's bound to happen.
All right, Thor, we'll speak to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
Bye-bye. Thorin Christendotter, of course, Main Street Magazine. And the show is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. You can find it at on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand to click on Main Street Magazine on air. And, of course, you can find it for free pickup throughout the entire tri-state region and their own website, mainstreetmag.com.